What is up? Still studying. Happy pre-Friday, practice Friday, Friday Eve, up in the study session. So grateful to be here with you today. I'm your host, Jeremy Ritz, on the day of the Pittsburgh Steelers preseason contest, game number 2 against the Philadelphia Eagles. And yes, we get to see our boys in action tonight. Get to have another look at the undrafted rookies, the draft picks, the untested depth to see them put their case on display in an effort to make the 53-man roster. And as I always say, and I'm not saving it for the end of the show, kicking off the session here, episode 72, life is beautiful in the black and gold. Again, thank you for being a supporter of the Still Study, for reading my work, listening to the study sessions, the Still Study podcast, sharing it with your family and friends. Means the world to me. Gratitude to you. I'd love to connect with you. Please drop me a line at thestillstudy@gmail.com and also connect with me via Twitter at Still Study. And for today's episode, the full-length podcast is up a day early today, previewing tonight's game. But as we are progressing through camp, the Steelers have 4 preseason games. We're heading to the halfway point of the preseason games. I wanted to take a look at a few questions and kind of frame my discussion around those questions, starting with: which undrafted free agent has the best chance of making the 53-man roster at this point? And this is a really difficult question because it is very, very challenging for a rookie, even a draft pick, let alone an undrafted free agent, to make the roster. And really, I think it begins by looking at the positions of greatest weakness on the team and who the Steelers brought in as the undrafted guys. They brought in a few receivers, a few inside backers, a few outside backers, some defensive backs. And the way things are shaking out at outside linebacker with the signing of Melvin Ingram, Cassius Marsh has been having a good camp. It doesn't seem that any of the outside backers are going to make the 53. Good chance for the practice squad. I think the same would hold true for wide receiver, even though Rico Bussey had a nice set of practices in camp. The wide receiver room is pretty deep, 1 through 5. So guys like Isaiah McCoy, Matthew Sexton, and Bussey, best chances come at the practice squad. Inside backer, Calvin Bundage, who I've been rooting for. I guess he played okay on special teams in that first contest. I didn't see it. I'm going to be trying to watch him closely tonight. But where the undrafted rookie free agents probably have the best chance of making the team, the 53, is in the secondary, and most likely at the cornerback position. And it's going to come down to 2 players. One of the players who people were high on when he was initially signed, Shakur Brown. And then the other guy is Mark Gilbert. In my initial 53-man roster, I had projected Gilbert to make the team just based on his athleticism and the fact that he is a highly talented individual who has been marred by injuries. He's been solid in camp so far, but so has Brown. But because of Gilbert's speed, I would say he's got the best chance to make the roster. Now, what can he do over these next couple of preseason games? We're going to be watching closely, but if any player has the best opportunity to make the 53, and again, it's not a great opportunity because typically the veterans are the ones who make it, but if I would put my money on someone, it would be Gilbert. My next question: who am I most encouraged by this training camp? Who do I feel most optimistic about at this point in camp? And this may be a bit of surprise because I'm going to go back to the rookie class, but I'm going to say Pat Freiermuth. He is quietly having a very nice training camp. He is showing that he's sure-handed, that he's open. He demonstrated at Penn State that he is a reliable target in the red zone. And he's earning the admiration of his coaches and his players. So I think that he's going to make some noise. We're going to see him finally tonight against the Eagles. And he has been the player who I've been most encouraged by up until this point. Who was the biggest disappointment up to this point? The player who has been the most disappointing, and I've thought long and hard about this, and this isn't a knock on his play in camp because he's been injured. He came into camp injured. He got injured on the first day of training camp, we found out. But the biggest disappointment so far for me, and again, not because of caliber or quality of play, but it's been Kevin Dotson. Because we've had such high expectations for him coming into the season, that he was going to be a leader on the offensive line, that he was going to step up and take charge, that he was going to be the physical guy that blew open holes in the run game. The fact that we haven't got to see him much in practice or in preseason games, he is supposed to play tonight. But that, to me, is the biggest disappointment. However, with him getting snaps tonight against the Eagles, hopefully this is the time for him to showcase what he could do and show that he's going to be the leader of the offensive line. And then finally, what is the biggest surprise to me overall in camp? What stands out the most? The biggest surprise for me is Alex Highsmith. He is a player who throughout training camp, throughout all the practices, has been stout, has been fast off the edge, has applied pressure. And oh yeah, he also did it in the Hall of Fame game. So he's the guy who has put together both the practices and the performance to deliver a trend, a pattern, to show that he has made strides in year number two. And again, I was expecting him to make a leap, but I have to say that from everything that I have seen, read, heard from the players and the coaches, and their discussions around Highsmith, you can't help but to feel optimistic about what he can provide in year two, and that maybe 10 sacks is not out of the realm of the possibility. So again, Alex Highsmith, my biggest surprise so far in camp. And again, what's beautiful about this preseason is we still have more practices to go. We're still going to have two more contests following the game against the Eagles. That'll be against the Lions on the 21st, and then the following week, that final preseason contest against the Carolina Panthers. So the evaluation process is still taking place, but what the coaches are looking for now is those patterns, those players who are showing it in practice and in the games, who are continually improving, who continue to get additional responsibilities. And before you know it, we're actually 1 month away from that opener against Buffalo. And we'll know that day truly who the 53-man roster is, who that 2021 Pittsburgh Steelers team is. A team that I do believe can make the playoffs. And Studyins, did I mention that today is Thursday? Did I mention that tonight the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Philadelphia Eagles? Did I mention that tonight we have Steelers football? Yes, I can't believe I'm hearing that come out of my mouth. Steelers football tonight, Philly Let's go. Let's make it happen. Again, much gratitude to you for being a supporter of this Still Study, for listening to the study sessions, reading my work. Please continue to share with your peeps. Spread the message of the Still Study. Drop me a line via email at thestillstudy@gmail.com. Give me a follow on Twitter at Still Study. And tonight, rock it black and gold. And even though it's preseason, let's cheer our boys on to another victory. 2-0 preseason. Like that statistic says, teams that win at least two games in the preseason have a 75% chance. Let's make it happen. Have a great rest of the week. Love you guys. Peace.